Chelsea 2, Sheffield United 0. We kept a clean sheet, 1. Nico Jackson may or may not be the worst top goal scorer I've ever seen in Premier League history. But I tell you what, it's very, very funny to watch. Shit house it in and it's sorted. It's the first time I've enjoyed watching Chelsea for shits and giggles for a long time. Lots of mistakes, but job done. Chelsea running out 2-0 winners. Goals from Nico Jackson and Cole Palmer. Could have been a few more. The Albanian David Brent missed a golden opportunity to make it 3. But that is that. Chelsea running out winners. And this is the Chelsea Echoes thoughts. So make sure you catch this out. Obviously, I'll pass you over to the boys. Ta-da.
Well, it was far from pretty at times, especially that first half, which was literally just like watching paint dry, to be completely honest with you. But as always, Cole Palmer is the man who gets us out of a bit of a hole. Sheffield United were kind of just growing into that game a little bit and making themselves a nuisance. They would have been very happy to go in 0-0 at half-time, but Palmer with a well-taken goal, nice ball in from Sterling, and then they fall asleep and Jackson scores one of the great worst goals ever. I don't really know, one of the worst goals of all time, but best worst goals, if you know what I mean, just because of the circumstances with it and the fact that Sheffield United completely switched off because they assumed it was going to be a penalty. Anyway, found a way to win. Cole Palmer, as I said, is Chelsea's best player at the moment, and another pretty good performance from him today, I think, lifting us out of trouble. And he is just going to be our man this season. Nkunku is going to come back, and I'm really excited to see what those two can do. But as always, Cole Palmer, the man. He scores, he assists, and he drags us out of a hole. As Lewis said, clean sheet as well. Job done. We move on now to Newcastle in the Cup and Wolves as well.
Well, it's a job done and we can't complain about that. Yes, they're bottom of the league. Yes, they have the worst defensive record in Europe, but we've got to win and that's what we ask. And I thought I'd hone in on our striker, Nicholas Jackson. Now, Jackson's had a lot of scrutiny and I actually think perhaps maybe it's a bit harsh because he might not ever be that guy. He might not ever be ready to be that main man. But I kind of feel for him in terms of recruitment because it's made him that. And we should be looking at him almost as a, if he was a backup with a few goals at 22 and looks like he could be a good player, we'd be looking a lot more hopefully at him rather than like, oh, we need a striker, etc. He's bagged again today. That's his 7th Premier League goal. Now, I'm going to rattle off some stats for you guys. I know Tom's our resident stat shagger, rather. Not a shat shagger. That would be way worse. But Nicholas Jackson's on 7 goals this season, 7 Premier League goals. Hoyland was double the price and has 0 Premier League goals. Jesus and Martinelli combined have 4 Premier League goals. I mean, Kai Havertz and Saka combined would be 8 Premier League goals. So, you know, those boys aren't exactly bursting with goals. Jackson has trumped all of them. That's Arsenal's forwards. Darwin Nunez, agent of chaos, £80 million, 4 Premier League goals. Pretty much half the tally of Jackson. Jackson also has more goals in his first half of a season than Cristiano Ronaldo in his first full season in the Premier League. He also has more goals than Robin Van Persie's first 2 full seasons in the Premier League. That's Robin Van Persie. He bagged like 30 at some point. So it ain't all bad. Even Didier Drogba scored 10 Premier League goals in his first season. Now, I'm not saying he's going to be anywhere near as complete as any of those lads, but maybe we're a bit harsh. He's putting the ball in the back of the net a fair bit. I just thought I'd point that out.